The Beef Checkoff Program's Export Growth Committee met Friday at the Cattle Industry Convention in Phoenix. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom reports to the committee on strong U.S. beef export results over the past year.
So 2017, our data is only through November, but we got a pretty good idea what December's looking like. Tonnage up 7%, led by Japan, largest value and volume market. Pretty certain we're going to set a new value record, somewhere between $7.2 and $7.3 billion. So what does it really add to you as producers? On a fed cattle basis, $282 per head. Of course, it's no surprise, led by Japan, $75 a head, Korea, $47, Mexico, $38, etc. Now, just give you one example. When was the last time any of you had beef lips? Beef lips are worth over $2 a pound today. Virtually all of them are exported to Mexico. So $2 a pound versus rendered value, $4 a head. This is an example of putting the right cut in the right market to match up with the cultural demand.
While beef exports do face some challenges, Hallstrom says there are also strong tailwinds working in the industry's favor.
Increased production is an opportunity for us to expand our footprint globally. So this is our focus, to try to move a lot of this incremental production. Global economic growth. The world is growing at a pretty good clip, over 3% estimated for 2018. Pretty broad-based growth around the world. The other thing that's kind of flipped is the last 4 or 5 years, we had a really strong U.S. dollar. And in the last 6 months especially, we're starting to see that shift a bit. A little weaker dollar giving us a little bit of help competitively in some of these markets. But the real driver is the global consumption of protein, especially of beef. It's growing around the world, slow but steady, and especially in some of the larger markets in Asia, an opportunity for us, the U.S. beef industry.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.